A dwindling buzz. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Honeybees are very important to our daily lives. They're important to the agricultural economy of Tennessee.
Staggering losses have been reported by Tennessee beekeepers once again. And according to Barry Richards, president of the Tennessee Beekeepers Association, this should be of concern for everyone.
To some extent, you know, we're dealing with honeybee-specific problems with varroa mites and the viruses that they carry. But at the same time, when it comes to chemicals in the environment, including pesticides, we wonder if the honeybees aren't the canary in the coal mine. Because, you know, people are out there counting the number of honeybee colonies that die over the winter, but nobody's counting the number of native pollinators like bumblebees and butterflies that are dying. So, you know, it raises some awareness of the importance of all the pollinators in Tennessee.
For a number of years, beekeepers have been losing their colonies for various reasons, but primarily the varroa mite has caused most of the damage. It's a parasitic mite that attacks the honeybee and their brood, and they spread viruses. According to the state apiary office, bee losses are averaging around 80% this year, and that's not sustainable.
But unfortunately, we don't have a real clear answer on a silver bullet to treat the mites to keep them healthy. We're just going to do the best we can this summer and build up healthy hives that ideally we'll be able to get through next winter.
Well, it seems there are much more noticeable effects of the loss of bees the further east you go in Tennessee. And besides the varroa mite, there are other factors that could be linked to honeybee losses, like unintentional pesticide exposure. And the Department of Agriculture is encouraging Tennesseans with apiaries to register their locations with an online program called FieldWatch.com that lets everyone know where those hives are and can take precautions to protect them. A lot more information on these pollinators in the May edition of The Cooperator by Tennessee Farmers Co-op. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mathis.